250 taon na ang nakakaraan ng dalawang mundo ang nagbanggaan. Lumapag si Captain James Cook sa lupa ng Australia. Mula sa panulat ni Elias Bacala, narito ang ginawa naming pagsasalin sa ating wika.
Sunday, April 29. As we approached the shore, they all made off, except two men who seemed resolved to oppose our landing. As soon as I saw this, I ordered the boats to lay down their oars in order to speak to them. But this was to little purpose, for neither us nor Tupai could understand one word they said. We then threw some nails and bread ashore, which they took up and seemed pleased with, insomuch that I thought they may beckon us to come ashore. But in this we were mistaken. They again came to oppose us, upon which I fired a musket between the two.
Nakadetalya ang unang ugnayan ni Captain James Cook sa mga katutubong tao sa Botany Bay. Ang unang ugnayan ay hindi naging maganda dahil namaril ang grupo ni Cook sa mga lokal ayon sa paliwanag ni Emeritus Professor John Gascione ng University of New South Wales.
It was a contested landing. He marched forward with his men, tried to speak to the Aborigines on the beach. But they didn't understand, obviously, his language, nor that of Tupai, who was Polynesian and who had acted as an interpreter in New Zealand. They threw spears. He responded with gunfire, small shots, so the intention was not to kill. The Aborigines retreated into the bush.
Kuman ang pangalan ng isa sa dalawang lalaking binaril ng grupo ni Cook ng araw na iyon. Isa sa mga angkan, si Rodney Kelly, ay nagsabing kinuha ni Cook at kanyang mga kasama ang mga kalasag at sibat na mula sa bansang Guigay. Pero nag-iwan naman sila ng isang bagay.
One story that is not in the history books is one story told by my great-great-grandmother, and that's Queen Emma of La Perouse. And she was told by the elders that in 1770, Cook would leave casks of dynamite on the shore and rigged to blow up.
Dalawang taon ang nauna bago umalis sa puerto ng Plymouth sa England ang barko ni Captain Cook at kanyang mga tripulante na may 94 na tao. Nasa ekspedisyon silang siyentipiko na nakatalagang magtungo sa Tahiti upang panoorin ang paglipat ng planetang Venus sa harap ng araw. Mayroon silang sikretong utos mula sa British Royal Family na tuklasin at gumawa ng mapa sa sinasabing Southern Landmass na kilala bilang Terra Australis. Naritong muli si Professor Gascione.
For centuries there had been speculation there was a great southern land to balance the great landmass of the Northern Hemisphere with Europe and America.
Pero may isang hindi masyadong kilala at mahalagang istorya ng ugnayan sa pagitan ni Cook at ng mga unang tao sa Australia sa nangyaring paglalakbay. Nangyari ito sa far north Queensland na kung saan tumira si Cook ng ilang linggo habang ang Endeavour ay sumasailalim sa kailangang pagkukumpuni. Nang panahong iyon, ilan sa mga tripulante ay nanguha ng isang dosenang berdeng pagong mula sa lugar at dinala sa barko. Ipinaliwanag ng historian Professor Mark McKenna mula sa University of Sydney kung ano ang nangyaring kasunod.
Aboriginal people in Cooktown, Gugu Yimata, protested. They came aboard the ship and complained about the taking of those turtles, and Cook wasn't going to give them any of the turtles. So that's what they were demanding, that they be shared. And Cook refused to do that because he needed that food for his onward journey. The Aboriginal men went ashore. They went back ashore off the boat and they set fire to the area where Cook and Banks had kept their provisions.
Isang maigting na senaryo ang nangyari na kung saan kasama si Captain Cook at ang kanyang botanistang Joseph Banks habang nagpapaputok ng baril mula sa dalampasigan. Sa dulo, isang nakakatandang katutubong lalaki ang lumabas mula sa damuhan at dinala ang grupo ng mga lalaki sa kinalalagyan ni Labaks at Cook. Sinira niya ang dulo ng kanyang sibat na at inilagay ito sa lupa at ang mga lalaking nasa likod niya ay sumunod sa paglalagay ng kanilang sibat sa isang katabing puno. Nagsimulang pawisan ang nakakatandang lalaki mula sa kanyang kilikili hanggang sa kanyang daliri habang dinadala ito sa kanyang bibig at ibinubuga kina Cook at Bank.
In recent years, we've discovered the intention of that old Aboriginal man, and that his intentions were, you know, that gesture of dragging his arm under his armpit and blowing the sweat is a kind of the most, one of the most intimate things you can do. It's a gesture of peace and reconciliation indeed, and a sign that the conflict was over.
Si Cook ay tumanggap ng utos mula sa British Royal Family na simulan ang usapan sa sino mang taong makakatagpo niya sa Terra Australis. Ang kanilang intensyon ay magtatag ng isang trading post sa pangalan ng Corona. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor John Maynard ng Indigenous History sa University of Newcastle kung ano ang ibig sabihin nito.
We realized he didn't obey those instructions, and as such from the Crown, which, you know, as I said, was open up discussion, gain consent, which we know we never did. In that respect, I mean, from my perspective, he's in violation against his orders from the Crown or from the Admiralty, because he went on to Possession Island, jammed the flag down into the ground, and claimed the entire east coast of Australia in the name of the British Crown.
Hindi maitatanggi na si Captain Cook ay may magkahalong pamana. Para sa ilan, siya ay isang matapang na explorer, at para sa iba naman, siya ay isang colonizer na nagnakaw ng lupa mula sa mga naunang tao sa Australia. Si Professor McKenna ay isang eksperto sa contemporary understanding ni James Cook. Ipinaliwanag niya ang kaguluhan ng pamana ni Cook.
A lot of Australians confuse James Cook with Arthur Phillip. So in other words, they confuse the arrival of Phillip and the First Fleet with the convicts in 1788. They confuse that event with Cook's arrival 18 years earlier in 1770 at Botany Bay. And also, we kind of often get into the mistake of thinking that Cook was already clear about what would happen in Australia when he arrived in 1770, which is not the case. He had no idea that a penal colony would be set up 18 years after he arrived at Botany Bay.
Ayon naman kay Rodney Kelly, nakaramdam siya na nagpakita si Cook ng paggalang sa mga katutubong tao sa una pa lamang nilang pagkikita.
For people like myself, my family, my people, we think of his legacy as something that, you know, is on the wrong side of history, and you know, a lot of those things what he'd done was so bad that, you know, we could never think of him any other way.
Pero naniniwala si Professor Maynard na nakatalagang magkaroon ng ugnayan ang populasyong katutubo sa isa pang sibilisasyon sa isa o ibang pagkakataon.
We were never going to be left alone here. I mean, we can't live on in that fantasy that things were not going to happen. It was going to happen at some point, whether it was the British or someone else, and whether the outcome would have been different, we're not to know.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.